Welcome to the Career Zone podcast, where each episode we spend some time focusing on something that's on students' minds right now. I'm your host, Rachel, employability and careers consultant with the University of Exeter. You can catch up on all of our episodes by doing all of those subscribing and following things. We're on Spotify and iTunes.
My name is Nikki Hutchinson, and I'm an employability and careers consultant with the University of Exeter. In this podcast episode, I will share a simple framework which answers all the questions on employers' minds that they need convincing of when assessing candidates for a job. You can use your answers to these questions to craft your job applications. The questions are simply, could you do it? Will you love it? And will we love you? If you think about a typical application form, they're usually formatted with questions which translate to our framework. For example, sections about your education and professional qualifications, or asking you to outline how you meet the requirements of the role, are really asking, could you do it? Questions asking you to outline your reasons for applying for this role are really asking, will you love it? And finally, you're usually given a space to add any other information, evidence, or experiences which you feel are relevant. A great place to demonstrate your unique qualities, characteristics and insights, which will answer the will we love you part. In the first question, could you do it? Notice that this question begins with the word could. Employers are looking for evidence that you have the potential to perform the role for the organisation. Job descriptions and adverts offer insights into the kinds of things we might be up to on a day-to-day basis should we be successful. Employers will also outline the qualifications, experience, skills and strengths that they think they need the successful candidate to have to perform in the role. These can usually be found in the person specifications and job adverts. For larger organisations with graduate schemes, they are likely to secure everything they want since they receive many applications. However, for roles in smaller organisations or where the employer is looking for a rarer skill set, there are likely to be fewer applicants. Here, employers are more likely to be flexible around having everything on their list of requirements, so it can be helpful for you to think about the requirements as more of a wish list. Either way, it's your responsibility to demonstrate that you have what an employer needs in your application. A simple way to do this is to draw up a table which lists all the employer's requirements down the left-hand side and all of your experiences from work, volunteering, employability programs, hobbies and life across the top. Simply tick where you have met a requirement in the corresponding box. This technique will help you identify quickly your strongest examples and also any gaps in your application. If you do find you have any gaps against the requirements, there's no need to mention them. Instead, look for your next best option to fulfil the need with transferable skills or experiences. If you have a knowledge gap, consider how you could plug this so that it moves from being a gap, gaining you no score in the shortlisting process, to being something you can evidence. For example, perhaps you could do a short course on platforms like FutureLearn or Coursera, which are free. Could you turn a gap into currently undertaking a FutureLearn course on data analysis, for example? Also, remember that the university run a plethora of fantastic skills workshops which are designed to help you develop the common skills that employers are looking for, and you can find these on Handshake. Our employer's next question, will you love it, focuses on your motivations for the job you've applied for. Employers really want to understand your passion for the opportunity they have on offer, which extends beyond the job and encompasses the organisation too. You must articulate your enthusiasm and demonstrate that this is the job for you and not just any old job to you. In order to do this, you must research the organisation and the role thoroughly. Reach out to any contacts to see if you can get the lowdown from someone who works or worked there. Read the website, follow social media posts, explore LinkedIn, read up on the sector reports available on My Career Zone Digital. Delve into the world of this organisation and find out why you feel excited. The following questions will help get you started. What attracted you to the role? Why are you motivated to do this job? What excites you about the opportunity to work for this organisation or team? What values does the organisation have that match your own? How will this role help you develop? This part of the application form has to be genuine because it needs to reflect your authentic self as well as appeal to the employer who will read it. Try and put yourself in the shoes of the person shortlisting. If you were them, what would you want to hear about you? Our final question is, will we love you? What the employer really needs to know is whether you are a good fit for this company, in the team, and for the role. What is it about you which makes you uniquely perfect? Much of this question will get answered in interview, but it is important to weave insights into your personality and style through your application. If you're struggling to get started, consider 5 nouns and 5 adjectives which describe you as an individual. You can compare these with the kind of person the employer is looking for and select the words which are most relevant to dot through your application. Personal connections go a huge way towards supporting this element of your application where possible. A recommendation through a connection or someone who can influence can go a long way towards giving the recruiter confidence that you'd be a good fit. Could they help you to get an introduction? Consider reaching out to the recruiter to have an informal conversation about the position, particularly where this is offered in the advert. You could use this opportunity to ask questions about the role which are not already covered in the job description or found in your research. You can gain valuable insights into the kind of person they want, as well as the skills or qualities that are most important, which you can then highlight in your application. In my experience, candidates who reach out and make a great impression are the ones that you would then look out for and get excited about seeing in your long list of candidates. Likewise, if you reach out and make a bad impression, it can be hard to overcome, so make sure you have some insightful questions prepared. This kind of research is as much for you as it is about the successful application. Having a strong sense of your career values and the things that are important to you at work will be crucial. And if you have doubts about the role, the chances are you'll be half-hearted in your application. This will be counterproductive. Remember that if you're feeling stuck with applications, there's lots of help and support available in the Career Zone and on our Career Zone website. Check out the Help with CVs, Applications and Cover Letters page, for example. Or why not consider joining in an application advice workshop or having your application form checked over by one of the team. We're here to help. Good luck with your applications and enjoy writing them.
This was the Career Zone podcast, brought to you by the University of Exeter Career Zone. Check out iTunes and Spotify to keep up with all of our regular releases. And if you'd like us to cover something else in another episode, just send us a message, hashtag Career Zone Podcast, at UOE Career Zone or at UOE Cornwall Career Zone on Instagram, and we'll follow up in one of the next episodes.